Number one, we have to find out what we're going to do with our two high schools. Central High School is landlocked, and it's a number of years old, and it's our historic traditional school, and I have a lot of respect for it. We've got to figure out what we're going to do for our students. Number two, our middle schools, we have three of them. None of them are air-conditioned, and we need to figure out what we're going to do there. The next item is academically. The board is very serious about increasing the rigor that is necessary to move through our elementary school, our middle schools, and to our high schools, because we want to be competitive with the suburbs of Chicago and other large school districts throughout this country.
How do you achieve that as an interim? How much do you think an interim can do in some of those longer-term challenges?
Well, in speaking with the Unit 4 board, we plan to come up with a list of focuses and goals that we will begin working on this year and actually outline for the permanent superintendent to begin immediately when he or she arrives, no later than July 1, 2012.
What kind of a challenge is it for an interim superintendent, considering that you have a limited amount of time that you have to work with, and the fact that you have these long-term challenges and opportunities that you probably wouldn't see to the end?
Well, Tom, it's a good question. I'm reading a book right now called The Tipping Point, and the main thing about that book is how little things can make a big difference, and that's what we want to find out, how little things can make a major difference in the future of Unit 4. Again, we want to work on academics, safe environment, living within our budget. What we also discovered is that possibly we haven't been as visible or communication hasn't been as open, as transparent as we wish. And we've got to strive to rebuild and possibly increase some of the relationships and partnerships that we need for a public school district to do well in the 21st century.
What kind of little things then would go toward that improvement in communication? And how do you envision the problem of communication? How do you break the issue down, I guess?
Again, another good question. I want your listeners to be aware of this. One of the directives the board has given me is they want me to go out and speak to the city government, the leaders, the chamber, the United Way, our parents, our teachers group, our administrators, and seek to understand what we need to change and improve upon. Again, Unit 4 has many excellent things, but like any organization, we want to improve and go to the next level for our students. There is still some lack of confidence and possibly a small amount of lack of trust in the operation of Unit 4. And the Board of Education has clearly told me that we need to change this, and we want to begin now with me as the interim superintendent and rebuild that confidence, rebuild that support for us, and then earn the trust of all these local agencies within the city of Champaign.
What kind of person would it take, you think, to handle this particular position?
I think there's plenty of men and women who will wish to come to Champaign, to Unit 4, to be our next leader. We just have to make sure it's the right personality, with the right skill and science and art of doing this job for us.
Does it matter whether or not the person is from within the district or without the district?
Actually, I'm open to both. I've always in the past looked inside. I've also looked inside the state of Illinois, but I realize there's some great leaders out there throughout our country. We just want the best person to lead Unit 4 to the next level for our students.